And now joining us, Kenneth Katzman of the Congressional Research Service, who watches this part of the world very closely. Mr. Katzman, thanks for joining us. You've been a guest before, and we know that Iran is an area that you watch very closely. Is the U.S.-Iran relationship getting worse as the day goes by, or are we at a sort of a holding pattern, tense, but not getting any worse?
Well, you know, there had been signs of some real progress. The U.S. and Iran had, a few weeks ago, for the first time, openly acknowledged that they were talking directly on Iraq and Afghanistan matters. But now it seems to have really deteriorated over a series of issues. Mainly, I think, is Iran's apparent commitment to a nuclear program.
And it did seem months ago that Iran was becoming more reformist, more open. What has happened in the preceding months to get us to this point?
Well, it's developments on the nuclear front, some revelations about new sites that appear to show Iran is moving toward a nuclear weapon capability. It's also some of the pro-Iranian groups in Iraq appear to be showing surprising strength politically in Iraq, and there's a fear that Iran may be influencing them and in a position to benefit and really control Iraq politically.
Well, in a position to, you say, but I have to ask you directly, in your view, is Iran playing more of a role inside Iraq?
Well, the groups in Iraq that are very powerful, the Shiite Islamic organizations, they have organic ties to the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's not so much that Iran is meddling. They want to be meddled with. They have long-standing ties to Iran. They view Iran as a big brother.
What can the Bush administration do to ease some of this tension, if anything, at this point?
Well, there's a number of options. Obviously, there is this direct talks channel that's developed. It looks like there's going to be some diplomacy on the nuclear issue at the United Nations. The IAEA, the Atomic Energy Agency, is about to issue some report, a report on Iran's nuclear program. And that will be referred presumably to the Security Council, where there could be diplomatic activity to get Iran maybe to abandon any nuclear weapons.
Now, you keep a close eye, Mr. Katzman, also on Iraq, and I'd like to ask you a question or two about what is going on now. In terms of the domestic political stability, there isn't a whole lot at this point. U.S. troops are still there. They're being attacked almost on a weekly basis. How would you describe the challenge ahead for the U.S. troops, but almost more importantly, is there a future for Iraqis, given what we're seeing in recent weeks of disruption and chaos in some cities, for the Iraqis themselves, with the help of the United States and coalition forces, to come up with a democracy, governments in cities all around the country? That's a tall order.
It is a very tall order, and it's hard to see a real roadmap for the formation of a truly democratic Iraq right now. Most of the power, I believe, is being acquired by Shiite Islamist organizations, mainly based in Najaf, but they have a lot of influence in Baghdad, too. They seem to be emerging as the likely groups that may take power after the U.S. leaves, perhaps. And it's hard to see really how one is going to deny them power, since they have such a apparently overwhelming majority in terms of the popular support right now.
Early in the program, we talked a bit about the G8 summit. Is there, in your view, any role for the G8 countries that it can make any meaningful impact on the ground other than the rhetorical declarations that we usually see from the summits?
Well, I think what the U.S. administration is very concerned about right now is the idea that it may get bogged down in Iraq, that there may be well over 100,000 troops in Iraq almost indefinitely to keep order. And I think the administration is looking for foreign partners who might contribute peacekeeping troops that might allow some U.S. forces to withdraw.
It's almost a cycle of uncertainty, though, Mr. Katzman, in a way, because some U.S. officials are saying that allies are reluctant to even send other peacekeepers because the situation is so unstable.
Well, there have been some commitments made, and I think, you know, that can snowball and get the ball rolling. When a few start committing, others may commit. It looks like President Bush wants to patch up some of the pre-war tensions with France, with Russia, with Germany, and maybe get some commitments from other countries to do peacekeeping.
Kenneth Katzman of the Congressional Research Service, thanks for joining us and shedding a little light and insight on the situation in both Iran and Iraq. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.